All right, so we are here. We're going to talk about C++, specifically ALM, and we have some very special guests here from the Visual C++ team. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Terry Leeper. I'm a program manager in Visual C++.
I'm Rong Lu, and I'm a PM on C++ team.
Excellent. So we've been talking about sort of this resurgence or renaissance that's been going on inside of Microsoft with respect to native code and C++ in particular.
Right. And
one of the things that Mohsin mentioned in the interview that we had was you're going to see sort of a more parity where, in some sense, C++ will kind of catch up, Visual C++ will catch up in certain areas with the other investments we've made in sort of the managed languages who are also evolving.
Right. In
this case, you guys are sort of the ALM people, right?
Yeah, we're the champs of this for C++.
So talk to me about, let's talk a little bit about ALM, first of all, for people out there who...
Microsoft has Application Lifecycle Management, which is ALM. There's a set of features in Team System that we have that allows whole teams to work together as opposed to individuals working by themselves. And so you have things like team builds and source control and profilers and debuggers. And those sorts of things all go into the whole cycle and a process of being able to build applications and for a very long period of time with a large team.
Mm-hmm. And in some sense, C++ projects tend to be long-lived, one could say,
yep.
Large, evolving, complex. What sort of challenges when you think about, you have ALM for, say, you know, the managed tooling, but now we have to bring in the native tooling. So
yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So C++ has kind of two or three characteristics that make it relatively unique. The language is very complicated in some aspects of it.
Some aspects, yeah.
And it can be very easy to use, depending on what you choose to use out of it. It can be very complicated to do some really, really interesting things. And it allows you to have deep innovation. However, the downside of that is that it's sometimes very difficult to parse, very difficult to read, a little bit more difficult than some of the .NET languages in terms of getting information out of the system to understand your code better. However, these are not unsolvable problems. They're just harder. And second thing about C++, they tend to have some of the biggest ISVs that we have are C++, including a lot of the ones internally at Microsoft. And because of that, the scalability of some of the features are very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really help us to be very slow and take a long time to get things done, even with a large code base. So those are real challenges for the C++ team in Microsoft.
Absolutely. And we talked about that with Mohsin and Craig in the C++ Renaissance interview we did,
mm-hmm.
Because it's not just necessarily that the language is complex, as all the libraries that you're bringing in, they're big projects, the build
right.
system is different than it is for, you know, the managed stuff. So, Rong, what have you been working on specifically, like, around ALM?
Well, we in the next version of VS, mm-hmm. We are definitely adding more support for in the ALM space for our C++ developers.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the challenges that Terry just mentioned is how do we better understand C++ code? It's been there for a while. Maybe you work into a new team or a new project. How do you start to understand what's the architecture underneath, and how do I better improve the code? So one of the areas we have been invested in is a set of architectural tools,
mm-hmm.
That's going to help you to better understand your code. So we built that specifically for C++ developers in this version.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show that in a minute, a demo of that. So that's just one of the investment areas we have working
on. Perfect.
And I'll go even further and say that it isn't just the C++ team that's actually contributing to all this. There's several teams in Visual Studio. Visual Studio Ultimate team, the debuggers teams, mm-hmm. they've all been contributing to the set of features that are coming forward. So I want to thank them as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that's actually a great point because, you know, when you think about all the languages that are in Visual Studio, it's all held in a single container. And there is a team that works on across all of the languages. Including C++.
Yeah.
So without further ado, I mean, why don't we kind of dig in and let people know, first of all, that you're going to be speaking at Tech Ed.
I will be speaking at Tech
you're
Ed.
You're going to dig much deeper into this.
Yes, this is kind of a subset of all the features we're going to talk about at Tech Ed, so
mm-hmm.
we'll give you a good taste of some of the things we're going to do there, and we'll also be at the booth.
Cool.
So we'll be able to answer your questions, come by and see me if you're at Tech Ed, and
mm-hmm.
me and Rong, and hopefully we can have a good conversation about that as well.
Cool. And last question I'll ask before I'm going to leave frame, since I don't just want to stand here, but I will come back towards the end when we do our conclusion. You're the stars. Why does this matter to C++ developers? I mean, what's the big deal with ALM? And I mean, there's already people managing. I mean, think about all the people at Microsoft. You mentioned Office, Windows, whatnot. They have, you know, pretty much ALM under control. But talk to me about that.
Well, there's a couple things. One is, even though there might be tools out there, things we've created internally, they don't really all work together. They're not integrated well together. It's not something that easy off the shelf, pick up immediately and start understanding your code. These things are very difficult to do in-house for every team. And you don't want to be too inconsistent across all your teams in a company. You'd say, well, this team does this, and this team has this tool. They become very difficult to manage. And so having a more singular style of tooling really helps both in consistency and understanding of people's code that you may not have seen before.
All right, rock and roll, take it away.
Okay, so the things we're going to show you today, there's kind of two categories of this. One is around code understanding. This is what Rong had mentioned a little bit earlier about being able to take a code base that you may or may not be familiar with and be able to view it visually. And the second piece is unit testing. So this is how you write smaller tests to determine the functionality of your code in a very reasonable way. This is the first time we've actually announced these for C++, so you're getting a real good preview of this. More will come as well. We also want to make sure that the renaissance that we're having at Microsoft in C++ has real features associated with it. So this is the first set of features we're going to show out of this renaissance that I think is going to be really great for our users. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Rong, and I'm going to have her demo both the architect tools and the unit testing.
Sure. So let's start with the architecture tools that we were talking about. So we're gonna look at some real C++ code now. So you notice here, actually, we have done some work in the next version of VS that makes the IDE much prettier with all these colors. So that's just one bonus feature for you. So I'm going to use this application to show you the architectural tools features. First, I'm going to run this just to show you this is a real app that does something. This is called Photo Viewer. What it does is I can type in a keyword and search it. What it does is it goes to the Bing search service and then return back all these images. And then I can double click to open and rotate images and do all that stuff. So coming back to the code. So as I mentioned earlier, when you're working to this new project, you wanted to understand what the architecture is. And you might start to look for architecture diagrams in Word document or Visual document. Good luck finding that. So if you're able to find it, you're not quite sure if it's up to date. So with Visual Studio, you can actually use our tools to generate architecture diagrams for you. All you need to do is to go to the architecture menu and say generate dependency graph. And you can do that by all kinds of methods, binaries, namespace, class, and all that. I'm going to start with by binary. So just to save some time, I'm going to show you one that I generated earlier. So once you do that, our tool will go and build a solution and crack into all the binaries and show you, first of all, and high-level overview of your whole solution. So in this case, I have two binaries, which are these blue shapes. So I have a Bing library, lib, and a photo browser, XE. So this is a high-level overview. And it tells me that this XE has some dependencies on this library. That's the overview. And now I wanted to drill into each of the binary and see what's in there. So all you need to do is to expand each of these nodes. And our tool will generate a new graph and tells you these are the namespaces that are within this XE. And you can drill into further to see what are the classes and structs within this namespace. So for example, you will see this is a struct animation point. And you will also see from screen that you have a bunch of methods in it. When you focus on one of the nodes, it actually highlights all these core dependencies within the binary and from outside of binary. So you'll see who are calling these methods. So this way, you get a feel of how your code is being layouted in this solution. And now if you say, okay, I get enough feel of that and I wanted to dig into the real code, you can navigate to your code by just right click on this node and say, I want to view content. Now it takes me right back into my code and to this method. So you can, this way back and forth, you can navigate between your code and the diagram. So that's the first diagram I want to show you. The second one I want to show you, which is very unique to C++, is if I scroll up to this file, you'll notice that I have all these pounding crude sentences, which are very unique to C++. Sometimes I wonder if I can figure out the complex relationship between all these header files, source code files, how they are being included by each other. So we provide a very visual way for you to see that by just creating a graph out of it. So you can right click on the file and say generate graph of include files. Now this tool is again analyzing all these files and give us a view of the include file dependencies. So in the middle, in this green round shape, represents the file I start with. So this view shows me from the point of view of this particular file, what are the header files I'm including. And also on the other side, who is including me. Let me just close that one. Okay, so that's a one level of information. Now you say, okay, let me go into some more details. Let's say, what are these header files including? So I want to see further down. I can do that by just going to the toolbar and say, I want to see two links. So from the standard point of view of this particular file, now it's generating two levels of links. Just scroll a bit. So it shows me what I'm including and also the one level down here. And also you can switch to different views, and if you prefer this kind of view. So it's pretty. And also you could double click one of the nodes if you are interested. What it does is it generates a new graph, which tells you from point of view of this particular file, what are the included file relationships. So with that, it's pretty easy to find out what are the dependency relations are. So that's the first part.
The include files is very unique to C++.
Right.
And so that's a very unique feature among the architect tools we have at Microsoft for C++ developers.
Yep. Okay. So that's the architecture tools. We're going to be showing more at TechEd, of course, but that's a sneak peek of that. Now the second part I want to show you is the unit testing feature we're building for C++ developers. So now I'm going to switch to a different app, and since this one's much simpler, so I can show you how easy it is to write unit tests. So it's just a simple calculator, which does the normal thing, all that. And going back to the code, I have two projects. One is the UI, the MFC project. The other one is calculator service, which does the actual work, has the business logic. So if I open the file here, it does add, sub, divide, all these kind of things. So let's say I have this app, and I wanted to test each of these functionalities. And what's the will be a best way for me to quickly write some tests to cover each of the methods. So with the next version of VS, we actually have that unit testing feature built in and for native developers. So all you need to do is go to the solution and say add new project. So if you go to C++ node, there's going to be a test, and this is a new template we're adding for unit tests. So let's say demo. Okay, so what it does is it's going to add a new test project to my solution. And remember, the business logic I'm going to test is within this project. So before I write the actual test code, I'm going to add a project reference to that project I'm going to test. Go here and say add this one, close, and just quickly add the include directory as well, because I'm going to be using that header files. Okay. Now let's go and take a look at the unit test code. So double click on this one. This is actually what our project template generates for us. It's pretty straightforward. It has included the CPP unit test header file, which is the main our unit test, where our unit test functionality is. And it has the namespace, C++ unit test framework. And then down here, it creates a new test class. And within that, it creates a new test method. So all I need to do here is to write my test code. So let me start with rename this to add test. So I'm going to test add functionality. Need to include the calculator service.h file, so I can use the calculator service in my test. So this, and I'm gonna define a few integers I'm gonna use in my test case. Actual value and some real simple numbers. Okay, and now I'm gonna do some calculation. So for the expected value, I'm going to expect it equals A plus B, and for the actual value, I'm expecting it to be using the calculus service add functionality and passing in A and B. Okay, so the last thing I need to do for my test case is to assert that these two values are equal. Then my test case would pass. So in order to use that, I need to include another header file, which defines all the assert methods I can use. That's built in our framework. So with that, I can come back and say assert. And in the IntelliSense, you will see that we have a bunch of methods provided. In this case, I'm going to use add equal. And I just need to pass in expected and actual. If they're equal, then my test case passes. Okay, that's what I need to do to write a unit test. Now I'm going to build a solution. And I'm going to show you how you can find this test case and be able to run the test case and view the results. Okay, so build succeed. I go to here. So that's the new UI we're building for unit tests. So it's going to go and discover all these test cases I've just built. So it takes a second. So here I have this window just discovered I have one new test case, which is add test. Up here, all I need to do is right-click and say run this test case. So it passed, and it's pretty fast because it's all native. Our framework is written in native C++. So of course, if you have multiple test cases, our test window is going to discover all of them, and you can run all these cases by just one click. And if this test case failed, it's going to show you the call stacks and some log messages so that you can track what went wrong. So, but that's just a quick demo of what we have built in there. Of course, we have more features in the unit test framework. We're going to show some more at TechEd.
That's great.
Awesome. Excellent.
Thanks, Song. That was great.
Very, very cool.
So one of the questions I have would be around, you know, for example, when you showed the sort of graphical representation of the linker or links, how far can it scale? Because there's going to be projects that are enormous. I'd love to see the dependency graph of Windows, for example. That's really kind of ridiculous. But so is there some sense of scaling?
You probably answer that better than I could.
Well, there are a few things. One is in this diagram, there are a few ways you can filter how many things you want to see on this diagram. So you probably want to see only the public methods, for example, or you want to see a particular namespace. So we have all this filtering built in this diagram, so that it scaled down the size of this diagram. That's first thing. And the second thing is we are constantly improving how the implementation behind, so that it does not render everything at one time, because that's going to be probably time consuming. So it's going to be smart to discover things progressively, so that it does not seem so bad performance wise. So that's two things.
Sure.
So the performance bottleneck in that case is just the graphical rendering. I mean, you're using native for that, I assume, right? Or you plug into the Visual Studio WPF APIs?
So there's different parts of this as implemented. The lower level part's all in C++, so we get the immediate things there. It is rendered in the pretty WPF styles.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's a good combination. Yeah. It's actually a good story, right? Because the renaissance doesn't mean nothing else matters anymore.
That's right.
Everything's actually having some sort of renaissance, just that C++.
That's a very common, that's a very common methodology our customers use.
Yeah.
Using a managed interface and a native backend to do the rendering.
To rock and roll, to do the sort of the power and performance.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Perfect. So what else for TechEd? I mean, tell people, come watch his talk.
Yeah.
And we have your slide here.
Yep. So there's actually a handful of sessions here in TechEd for C++. There's actually a renaissance one.
Nice.
Given by Diego, a good friend of ours, on May 16th, which is Monday. And then I will give my session with Rong on Tuesday, where we'll talk about ALM and C++, go over some of the features that are already in Visual Studio 2010. And then Kate Gregory, who's regional director, is going to give a talk on modern native C++ development for productivity. So
awesome.
And she's a rocking speaker, so you got to go see that as well.
Yeah.
And in addition, we have our VC team blog. We're very active with that. Be sure to post, review the articles, and we have the booths at TechEd as well. So come by and see us if you're already there.
Excellent.
Yeah, just one addition on the top.
Oh, yes.
So some of the features I just showed you in the architecture tools, a subset of that we already made available last year by releasing a VS 2010 visualization modeling feature pack. That you can go and download that and try it out and let us know if you like it or what features you want us to do.
Awesome. Well, this is great to see, because you're putting the money where the mouth is. So it's easy to say renaissance. You know, you're delivering features, rock and roll. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good luck at TechEd. And we're going to have you guys, we're going to have more of these, by the way, on Channel 9, in some sense, sort of a native TV or C++ TV, or going native is the kind of the name I think would be cool. To have people from your team come in and demo the great stuff you're doing and really showing the meat behind the concepts and words.
Rock
and roll. Take care,
you
guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.